Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. Big controversy this week and a big story this week. Spaza shop owners in Nelson Mandela Bay pleading for more time to register their businesses in line with the decision made by President Cyril Ramaphosa and the South African government. Deadline for registration is the 13th of December. If they don't register in time, they will be closed. Some of the foreign owners say they feel they're being targeted. They've been here for many years. Why now? They have other questions. Before we get to those, reaction from NAFCOC, the National African Chamber of Commerce, their Bay President, Mlungisi John, joining us this morning. Mlungisi, thanks for your time. What's your reaction to the big controversy involving the spaza shops this week?
Good morning, Darrell. No, we in support with the President of the South Africa in terms of closing these spaza shops, because we even complained that 21 days was way out, but we had to compromise because of the understanding of the situation. We definitely in support of this because it has been a problem in terms of what is happening. We can see every day there's one child dead. So we wanted to prevent that is going on in our kids. And we also mentioned that we had a situation where we wanted our own spaza shops to be back to our own people. And as much as they're saying they've been here for a very long time, but being them here, it was illegally. And we've been complaining about it, that it's affecting our people in terms of their business in our location. So we really in support of the president.
Just for folk who don't fully understand, there have been an increase in incidents of food poisoning, children being suffering from food poisoning later. The spaza shops have been blamed. Some of them say that there are sinister motives at play, quote unquote. How do you react to that?
No, that is untrue. The evidence is there. We have been also going around and with the health inspectors, looking at how they're trading in these garages and what have you. It's not true. Definitely, they are selling us poison. You can see in the whole South Africa, everybody is complaining. Now in Durban, they caught the whole wholesaler which came here with the wrong food. So that is not true.
It's not all spaza shop owners, though. Let's be fair.
But the most of them, that is the problem. The most of them have been doing this. The most of them, it has not been noticed. But the most of them, it has been happening. So you can't pick and choose and say that one. All that are illegal in this country. They must go home. Simple like that. There's nothing to account. They can't account. They are not VAT registered. They are not tax registered. They are not paying anything. We have to register tax. We have to tax. We have been taxed for VAT. They are not paying anything. They just do whatever business they're doing and they send the money home. So it's a problem. They are not accountable. We don't know who are them. They're just here as asylum seekers, and now they are in operation in terms of business.
You've mentioned VAT registration or non-compliance with VAT legislation being an issue. I see some of the other permits that they've needed to register for, waste removal, pest control, zoning issues, food hygiene, fire safety.
Correct.
They need permits for these. Why haven't these permits been obtained in advance of them opening anyway? Why are we looking at them now? It should have been done before, shouldn't it?
Fully agree with you. This is what we've been bringing to the government. In fact, we've been bringing to the government that this is a problem, and nobody has ever listened for us that we've been crying about it. Now that now it's been exposed, we are quite happy as NAFCOC that they can see. Finally, our call, it's now come to realize that it was true, that there's a problem in the situation.
What do you say to allegations that there are xenophobic undertones to what's going on, that these moves are only targeting foreigners and not South Africans who might be guilty as well?
No. We're also saying that everybody must be rechecked and all the retailers must be rechecked. But I think the problem that we're facing now, it's manpower. You know, the government is complaining the manpower we've been begging, that now they need to come up with resources, that everybody must be checked, because it's not just only the foreigners. We agree with that. All the shops, they must be checked.
Mlungisi, there have also been allegations I see of some spaza shop owners saying that they've been bullied by certain elements and been told to pay extortion fees. Have you heard these stories?
Yes, we know about it. They are the one that are supporting that. We've been having a call way out, and we were open about it that we don't want this extortion thing. We've been going live saying we don't support it, but they have been supporting these extortion as they are people that they are supporting them. We have been saying that extortion is out of the line. It's against the government laws, and we don't want it to anybody because nobody has to go through that.
Is NAFCOC formally engaging with any of the spaza owners at all from your side?
Ma'am, at the moment, they have not come back to us. We asked for a meeting with them. They have not come back to us. We're waiting for them to come back to us. We are busy with the wholesalers in terms of them to support our own people, that they must be able to open our accounts to our own people.
Where to from here? If you could speak to spaza shop owners, have a meeting with them, and you could advise them on how to move forward peacefully and in the correct fashion, what would your advice be?
My advice would be they should just follow the regulations and whatever's been required in terms of the law of this country, zonings and the plans and the fire certificates and health hazard. If they can comply with that, I don't think we should have a problem, and they should have the right permits to trade. Because Aslam, it's not the right permit to trade. You must apply for the permit to trade, like all of us. So you must be also tax compliance. Then we don't have a problem with that.
What's the reaction been like from the community that you've been engaging with? What's their reaction been like to this action taken with respect to spaza shop owners?
The community at large, there are a mixed reaction, because if you can see some of them that are going through of what we are going through, seeing at the situation, they agree with us that these people must be closed, you know, and they must be checked of their compliances in terms of in terms of having their business in our location. And those that are benefiting in terms of these extortions, they don't want them to go, but we are not in support of that at all.
Mlungisi, finally, in your experience, is this happening all over the country, or are there certain areas where it's more of a problem than others?
No, it's happening all over the country. It's all over. Everybody talking about it, and everybody is complaining about it. All over it's happening. These people have taken over our own country, and these people are armed. I think you might have seen in one of the places in Johannesburg, there was ammunition which was caught in one of the spaza shops. These people are armed. One day they will walk up and take up this country. So we are not going to allow that.
Well, it certainly is an issue, and brought into stark view with 23 children having died and more than 800 falling ill from suspected food poisoning across South Africa in the past 3 months, allegedly after ingesting food from spaza shops. I see the raids that have been conducted here in Nelson Mandela Bay. Some of them even included our very own mayor, Babalwa Lubishe.
Yes, but the pace. We're complaining about the pace, how they're doing their operation, because we're also going around in our location. The pace, I think the situation where we have noted that the pace that they're going around and doing the operation is too slow. It's too slow. We are complaining that they must get, because we do have inspectors, kids that they can go out and do internship, delegates can assist them. But it's just that they don't want to employ them in terms of their internship, so that we can speed up the process and assist them. There are many kids that are graduates in terms of health inspectors that could assist us.
Thank you very much for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today, discussing a difficult issue. That's the Bay President of NAFCOC, National African Chamber of Commerce, Mlungisi John. Thanks, Mlungisi. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.